joining us, C.J. Gross, and he'll tell us who he is and where he's from, but talking about the zip code and what's your zip code story, understanding and overcoming class bias in the workplace. C.J., I have to be honest, what is this all about? Thanks for being with us, and share with our listeners a little bit about who you are and where what group you're with.
Absolutely, Jack. First of all, thank you so much for having me on. I'm delighted to talk about this topic. I think it's very important. So I guess I'll share just a little bit about me. So I am from the zip code 20744, which is in Prince George's County, right outside of Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Background is engineering, been a leadership consultant for the last 20 years, and the last five specializing in diversity, equity, and inclusion. So the book is about, as you mentioned, your zip code, those five letters, but it's also about not just where you grew up, it's about how you grew up. It's about the sights and sounds outside of your door. It's about the conversations around your dinner table. And the thought is that, you know, we talk a lot around about diversity and different topics in terms of inclusion in the workplace. But what I'm finding in my years of experience is that what we're not doing is leaning into understanding a person's zip code story, right? Not just, again, where they're from, but how did they come to be in the place that they're in right now? And I believe that having this conversation in the workplace, in our education systems, in our politics, and really everything that we do, it would help us to be more inclusive. It would help us to solve problems together. It would bring more voices to the table to actually bring different perspectives, right? So that's ultimately what the zip code story is about.
What's your zip code story offers research-based solutions for employees seeking professional growth and business leaders seeking new ways to engage their teams. I guess what I'm trying to understand here, thank you, C.J. Gross, for joining us and in the book, is you take a deep dive into why social class matters and where it fits in a company's DEI efforts. Can you just one more time elaborate a little bit on what you think, you know, kind of what you're calling for here, I guess is what I'm trying to get at.
Sure. So a lot of what we do in our work in diversity is we talk about race, we talk about gender, we talk about sexual orientation, and we may talk about a couple of other things like accessibility, right? And so those things are important. But if you want to move the needle as it pertains to diversity, DEI, for people who may not be aware of it, is diversity, equity, and inclusion. And you may hear other letters attached to that. If we really want to move the needle in our organizations, we must look at, class bias, right? And class bias is something that it's a hidden hindrance in our organizations, in our, politics and schools. Because what it does is, in the book, we focus on the eight different class biases that hinder people from growth in their organizations. And what we're asking people to do is to add this conversation to their diversity programs, to add this conversation to their hiring processes, to add this conversation to their admissions program at the different schools and colleges, and to add this concept to our conversations around politics, because this is what moves our society and impacts our society in such a great way.
C.J. Gross, the book. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I was going to give an example of just, when people think of the zip code story, there are several towns in the United States that, people don't necessarily ask about what college you went to. They'll say what high school you went to, because from there, they create a story, a narrative about you, about how educated you are, how smart you are, how open you are, what politics you're involved with, if you're a good person or a nice person, it's all those things, maybe even about your family. And so it's something that is polarizing our workplaces, it's polarizing our communities, again, our politics and our schools.
Right. Let me ask you this, C.J. Gross, and it may not be particularly germane to your book, but in general, it seems to me over the last several years, inclusion, a lot of these discussion, whether you call it, woke corporate culture, whatever, I recognize there's still a lot of imperfection. There's still good and bad in people. I think most people are good. But what do you say to some people that would say, you know, a lot of this, when I can focus on our universities, for example. We have a guest, and J-Dog, you may remember who he is, but he went to Harvard, and he's involved in that lawsuit against Asian Americans where he said, ironically, after time, while Harvard wanted certain types of different people into the university, now they've actually discriminated against Asian Americans who were considered a minority at one point. And I forget his name, but he's been on the show quite a bit. I guess my point is, we've made progress, but at some point, is there a point where too much of forcing things without letting people get there and understand and make things better? In other words, is there some backfiring here or not?
So absolutely, Jack, absolutely. And so my background is organizational development. So my core initial industry was engineering. But as I moved into leadership development and organizational development, I always tell people, a streamliner does not turn in the ocean on a dime. It takes on average two miles, right? And it's the same thing with organizational culture. People don't shift immediately just because either it's the right thing to do, even if it's a business case. So yes, when organizations start on their journey in diversity, equity, inclusion, there needs to be tolerance, and there needs to be safe spaces for people who agree or don't agree or have a different perspective. When we try to take people or organizations too fast on the journey and they don't have the right supports, they don't have leadership, they don't have the backing, or they don't have the time, or what I like to call the runway, they don't have the proper runway to create success, yes, that's going to happen.
Well, you know, it's interesting, real quick, we're at the bottom of the hour, we'll get you on again soon, and good luck with the book, What's Your Zip Code Story? Interesting way of coming at this. But I look back, and I don't want to get into politics here, but as you even said, it's inevitable, right? It's part of the whole discussion. When you look back at the whole Georgia, the whole Georgia election questions, and you had former President Trump recently as the primary a few weeks ago, still mad at Governor Kemp and the Secretary of State there, and the whole debates on the last election. And I look at Major League Baseball, and I remember when Georgia, when the state passed their local election reform, it just fell into the political trap where Democrats said, oh, no, they're restricting voters. It almost became a racial type discussion, and Major League Baseball yanked the All Star game. J Dog, where was it going to be? And they moved it to Colorado. Where was it? Atlanta? Mm-hmm. Atlanta. And what they did, ironically, was hurt the community there because a lot of business owners and, you know, folks in the city relied on that revenue. And they moved it to that kind of knee jerk reaction of Major League Baseball is move it to Colorado. And the irony is they didn't do their homework. The voting laws were more restrictive in Colorado than Georgia. So I just looked at that, and sometimes these knee-jerk things, is it diminishing returns, if that's all I'm asking?
No, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, it's absolutely diminishing returns, and it's what we call in the business not having empathy on the front end or design thinking. When you're not actually having conversations with people and to understand their perspective and viewpoints, even when you don't agree with them,
right?
That's understanding the code story, to come up with a better process, to come up with a better approach, and to be more inclusive on the front end so that you don't have, as you mentioned, these knee-jerk reactions and diminishing returns. And then we go into a polarizing conversation, us versus them. So absolutely, totally agree.
Right. Love to get you back on. Good luck with the book, C.J. Gross. What's Your Zip Code Story? Amazon.com, I imagine, and beyond. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jack.
I appreciate it.